In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Look, let's just turn on the monitor in case he wakes up.
Right.
They're probably both sleeping. Will you pass me the cast iron?
I'll start the water. Hey, babe, did you want spaghetti or
the penne? Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you said she didn't have a phone.
She's borrowing Ben's. He's been checking in all day.
That's so creepy.
I know. Oh, come on, ignore that motherfucker. Yes. Maybe coming here is breaking the spell.
I mean, there must be such crazy stuff on that phone. Wait, hold up. Does Ben know that she's here?
Yeah, of course. Shh, I think Roscoe's awake.
Hey, little one. You must be Roscoe, huh?
All right, I'll go get him.
No, Tom, stay. We can hear if anything's wrong. Just listen.
Come here, buddy. Come here, I got you. Oh, don't cry. Shh. I'm your Aunt Annie. Yeah. I know I'm the best aunt you know.
Are you sure?
Yes. Just come here. This could help her.
I don't know if he's cute enough to break Stockholm Syndrome, babe.
Don't say that.
You're right.
Oh, don't pick up Annie. Just let that brick sweat.
What do you think Uncle Ben has to say?
Tom,
I'm on the baby bed. Rebecca's. You too.
Put the mushrooms on if you're nervous, okay?
Okay, yes, sorry.
I suppose.
Look, I don't want our little man hearing that psycho's voice and then getting indoctrinated in him.
Tom!
I saw my husband. Pat. I had an attack.
She's talking about the attack.
In the car with Rebecca. Of course. I mean, she knows me so well.
What'd she say?
Shut the fuck up, Tom, or come here and listen.
Maybe. But when I saw the house and the car, it was an accident. I mean, there was an accident and the road was... was closed, and Becca kept asking me these questions over and over. Well, nothing. I can't remember exactly, but I know I didn't say anything bad.
Tom, what do you think that means?
I was 17.
Babe, I think it means we need to call the cops or her parents. This is really weird.
We can't. We don't even know what he's saying.
You don't have to hear what he's saying, okay? Listen to what she is saying. And this dude obviously has her brainwashed or something, which really makes me wonder why she's here.
I'm not saying it isn't weird, Tom. Okay, remember, this is my best friend who went missing. I think calling the cops or her parents will help anything. She'll run right back to the guy.
Let me go and get him.
No, wait. Please, Tom.
I just can't remember.
See, she's challenging you.
No, I am. Okay, this was an accident. That's it.
Hand challenge fucking lost.
Tom, it's okay, okay? You'd be crying in your arms,
well,
too.
Well, look, if you don't say something, Becca, then I will. Because someone needs to intervene. If Roscoe was her, wouldn't you want someone to call?
Okay, I hear you. Just give me a little more time.
I can give you till the end of dessert. How about that, okay? But if we don't know what is going on by then, I will call the police or her parents. It's your call on which.
Okay, okay. Danny? Dinner's gonna be ready in 5.
Did you hear that?
You happy?
No.
Rebecca, she's saying that dinner's gonna be ready in 5. I should... probably go. Okay, then.
I'll go get him.
All right.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Time for dinner.
Oh, sure. Great. Sorry, he started crying and I wasn't really sure what to do, so I picked him up. I hope that's okay.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, no, I'll take him now. Why don't you go help Rebecca set the table?
Totally. Yeah. I'm sorry I wasn't more help. The headache came on really strong and I don't know, I'm probably just hungry.
Yeah, probably.
Did it keep you awake?
Oh, no, actually, not at all. We were, kind of out like a light.
Great. Well, I think dinner's just about ready. There's some plates in the cabinet. If you could just bring down 3. Roscoe's got his tools over there.
Sure. Oh, Rebecca, these are really beautiful dishes.
Yeah, thanks.
Where do you keep your silverware?
It's the last drawer there.
Thank you both so much for dinner. It obviously, well, I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't believe I just invited myself over like this.
Oh, don't be silly. This is very easy, and it's nice to have company. You know, most nights we're just sitting silently at a counter while Roscoe's throwing his food around.
True. Oh, no. Buddy, did you just poop? Oh, yeah, he did.
Yikes.
It's a bad one. Okay, look at that.
Okay, why don't you change him, Tom? We'll start serving.
Yep, I'm on it. It'll be my pleasure. You're coming with me.
Oh, sorry, Danny. Please, sit down.
Oh, thank you so much. This looks wonderful.
I hope it's good. It was quick, you know, which is sometimes more important.
I'm sure it's delicious.
Here, give me your plate.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
And you can serve yourself again if you feel like more.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure I will. I mean, it smells amazing. So thank you.
Good.
All right, you got it, buddy. Almost shit-free.
Wow. It's a pretty good baby monitor.
Yeah.
Gaslight stars Chloe Grace Moretz as Danny, Kelsey Aspill as Rebecca, and Taryn Killam as Tom. Written and directed by Miles Joris Peyrefitte. Produced by Q-Code and Chloe Grace Moretz. Executive producer Phil Wurzel. Sound design and mix by Mike Frank. Original score by Patrick Higgins and Miles Joris Peyrefitte. Recorded and mastered by Salt Audio. Edit and additional engineering by Zach Jurich. Associate producer Tess Ryan. Script supervisor Sam Beasley. Production support provided by Alexandria Nichols and James Gelberg. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Ron Kelly at Atomic Honey. Main theme, Rain Song, written and performed by Kirst. Art by Tomer Hanukkah. Special thanks to Jeff Roy.
If you're a fan, please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. You can listen to Gaslight on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyan, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Gallion on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.